Okay, so I guess we'll start at the top, right? Well, just a little bit below the top. We actually, Amar Mani, right? Amar Mani, yeah. So let's just review over something that we said yesterday, because this is a continuation of the Machlokas we had on Amud Beis, on Mem Ches Amud Beis. So we're starting tonight, 49. So on Mem Ches Amud Beis, on Mem Ches Amud Beis, rather, 48b, we had a Machlokas of Yoina. What's the first one? Reb Zeir b'shem Reb Yirmiyah. So we said that a yachad that Tainus Tzibur has to say Mein Hamara, or has to say Anenu, and the Yerushalmi said Echon Hu Oimra. Where does he say it? And the answer was Ben Goel Yisrael L'Roif Echalom. That he says it as a bracha b'fnei atzmo. Okay, even a yachad would say a bracha b'fnei atzmo between Re'ena and Refa'ena, just the way we do it with the Shliach Tzibur. That's the way you would say it also as a yachid. Then we had a second shita, which was Reb Yoina b'shem Rav, who said, Reb Yanai b'shem Reb Yisrael, shame based Reb Yanai, I'm Reb Shomei Atfila. You say it, but the yachid says it in Shomei Atfila. Only the Shliach Tzibur says it between Re'ena as a bracha with the atzma. So we have a machlokes. Okay? Now, what Reb Ze'era, Rabbani is going to say now, we're on 49A1, Amar Rabbani, Ano de lo bedakte, I had not investigated this question. In Kadod Rav Yirmiya, whether the ruling is like Rav Yirmiya, who says you say a separate bracha, in Kadod Rav Yanai v'shem Rav Yishmael, or whether the halacha should be like the other sheet who holds you say it in Shema Tfilo. So, he went to the base midrash to figure out who's the halacha like. Slakas l'sidra, ushma es yoina b'shem Rav. Now, so we're going to have a two-stage proof here. So you're going to hold a kind of a whole couple over here a little bit. So he heard the following question. So he heard that he had a generic statement that was said over b'shem Rav that afilu yochin shugazol asa itana sarkaski mein hamayra, that even if it's Tanis Yachad, he has to say Anenu. And then Reb Yossi asked the following question. Homasnisa Pliga. He had this question on Rav. Okay, so Rav said just a generic statement. You have to say Meinim Haroi. He had the following question. It says, every day a person has to say 18 brachas. And there are three examples given for the 18 brachas. Either Moitzai Shabbos, and you might have thought, what's the Kiddush telling me Moitzai Shabbos, you have to down Shemona Esrei, because you might have thought that the Kedusha Shabbos somehow will extend into Moitzai Shabbos, and maybe you don't have to daven 18 brachas, maybe 7 brachas, you can continue daven, because we see from Michal Al Kiddush. Some kind of Kiddush like that. And the second case of Moitzei Yom Kippur is telling me that Tfilas Ne'ilah, we had a discussion before, whether Ne'ilah patred Myrav. And so this Bryce is telling me that no, Ne'ilah does not patr Myrav. So you have to daven Shmona Esrei for Myrav Moitzei Yom Kippur. And then the third statement, this is what we're going to focus on, is that Moitzei Tainis Tzibur, you also have to daven Myrav. Not more than just davening Myrav. We're going to be paying attention to the word Shmona Esrei, 18 brachas, meaning 18 brachas and not 19 brachas. Okay. So. Yeah, because the Havamina was that since the Olam is still fasting, they're still fasting just because they haven't done Myrav, it doesn't mean they've eaten. I mean, they're going to daven Myrav while they're fasting. Maybe since they're still fasting, they should still say Anenu. Now, I'm just working this out in my mind. The way I understood this tomorrow is like this. Now, we're talking about Myrav now, right? Now, Myrav, there's no Chazar Sashatz. That's for sure. So if there's no Chazar Sashatz, then we don't have the opportunity as a tzibur to say the extra bracha between Refa'enu and Re'enu. So if you're telling me a chiddush, right? You're telling me a chiddush that it's only 18 brachas. What's really the chiddush in that? If there's no chazar sashatz, of course there's only 18 brachas. The answer must be that had you been davening your private shmonas, right? What would you have been saying? You would have been saying a separate bracha. So now you're telling me that you're only saying 18 brachas might say the tainus instead of 19. No. This brisa only deals with these days, telling us a chiddush. That Moitzai, right? Moitzai Shabbos, Moitzai Yom Kippur, Moitzai Tainus, you're only going to have 18. This is a difficult Gemara. It's not 100% clear how to learn this Gemara. Let's see. Let's take a look at how the English says it over here. When the Braisa rules that there are only 18 blessings in the Ma'ariv, it's saying a person does not include Aneinu when reciting the prayer. By teaching this ruling, this is the way he's explaining the question. But he's saying that he's asking a question on Rav, though. Let's focus on what he's asking. This question is a question on what Rav said. Rav said that even a Yachud who's Makabal Tainus, private Tainus, also has to say Aneinu. So he's asking on Rav, what are you talking about? Over here, I see that the words of this Braisa say specifically Tainus Tzibur, which is Mashma, Tainus Yachud, I didn't have any. There was no Havamina to say that you would have to say a second bracha or to say a name, in other words, right? So that was his question. By teaching this ruling only regard to a Tainus Tzibur, so it implies that in the case of a Tainus Yachid, there would be no Tainus Aneinu altogether. So that's going to be the question on Rav, okay? So this is the first thing that he heard. Now we go to the second step. So step one is this question that he heard in the basement. Step two. Now, min ma damar Reb Yosi masni sopligo. So since we said that this Bryce or Mishnah is a problem for Rav Havokain. So you see, the rule is itosvas ben gol Yisrael the roif echayli, that it is a separate bracha between gol Yisrael and roif echayli, because that's, in other words, if I wanted to prove who was right, is Rabbi Yirmiyah right? Is Rabbi Yishmael right? Rabbi Yirmiyah said you had it added it as a separate bracha. Rabbi Yishmael said, no, you did not. You see from this Shaka V'Tanya that there was a separate bracha added between Re'eno and Rafa'in. For this Shtel Shmona Esrei. I'm not following the question. We're saying now we do not say an extra bracha in my earth.
Shouldn't you have a mitzvah that you never say by Tisha B'Av's name?
Where does Tisha B'Av come in here? I'm not following.
It's the only night, it's the only ma'ariv that you fast.
You're talking about the night before? The start. Okay, so first of all, hold on a second. So the Rosh says, Tamati, I never understood why B'nai Ashkenaz only say Aneinu at Mincha. He says, I don't understand this. It's something which is a din in the Yitzumo Shogyom, and we should be saying Aneinu, Ma'ariv, Shachris, and Mincha. That's really Medina, what we should.
Even though you're not fasting,
in fact, they bring that the nusach of Aneinu, instead of saying Byung Tan Tsom Tani Senu, the Tzadya Gaon Siddur actually says Byung Tsom Hatainis Hazet. The problem the Gaonim had, which is where our minhag comes from, is because since we say Tsom Tani Senu, and if we're going to get sick and have to eat in the morning or after the morning, then it'll come out that we said Sheker and two Tfilos, both Ma'ariv and Shachris. So therefore, they stop saying. They only said it at Mincha, because at Mincha, even if you end up eating, since half a day is considered a Tainus, it's not considered a Sheker. But that's like a separate, it's a separate shmooze. Okay, but right now, This is how the Gemara. Okay, so this is this Gemara. It's a, you have to go over this Gemara a couple of times to get it. There's actually two ways to learn the Gemara. We can't be marked right now. Amar Bacha by Yitzchak Hashem Rapiv the Sipara. So now he says the following. Yachad B'Tisha B'Tzach B'Haskim Enam O'Oiru. A Yachad has to also say the Tisha B'Tzach. Maho Aymer. When we say Yachad here, we just mean that his private Shmona Esra, right? Maho Aymer. Okay, this is the tefillah I'm not going to translate. So this is the tefillah he made. Anything to say here? Okay. So where do you say this special tefillah, which is for Tisha B'Av? On my loy, so Rabmana, right? He's Rab Avdima is asking this Kumei Rabmana. He's asking it to Rabmana. So Rabmana says back to him, Adayin Ein At Lozu, which is like, are you still not clear on this? I mean, like, what's wrong with you? You're asking this question. It's a funny language. Called over shuhula ba. This is very important. We mentioned this briefly in a previous day. Anything which is going in the future, omra ba'avoda, that goes in the bracha of ritzeh. Ritzeh Hashem looking about some hashem asarilu beisachol. It's a tefillah on the future that it should come back. So whenever something is regarding the future, it goes into ritzeh. We're talking about something that happened in the past, such as Ala Nisim, where we're discussing the Nisim that happened to us, then on Rabbi Haudah, you say that in Thanksgiving, right? Only right? By the way, I just want to mention one point here. The other day we talked about it after we stopped, I realized something. Moedim Derabbano is different than the Moedim of the Shmon Esrei, in that Moedim Drabbanon is a tefillah l'osid. Kein techayenu uskaymenu v'sasof b'liyosin l'chatzukot shachol is a tefillah al ho'osid. That's a prime difference there between Moedim. Okay, that's just a ha'ara. Anyway, so now it's up to you guys. You tell me. All the Gemara did here was ask, where do we say it? And he said, don't you know? If it's on the future, it's Ritzeh. If it's on the past, it's in Modim. But that's all he said. He didn't tell us where to put it. What is Nache? So you say it's the future. So according to you, where should you say it? In Hodah. And that's the Avud Raham agrees with you. He says, what? One second. So you think Nache is more on Lashavar and belongs in Ritzeh. Right. It's very interesting. The Gemara is completely open here. It doesn't say what it is.
I brought in a Taz. I wanted to mention this.
Let's see here. Of course, I have four things here. I'm going to know which one. Okay. Hopefully this one is it. Yeah. So in Tavkof Nun Zion, in Shulchan Aruch, Lomer is a simon. It's a simon which has one little sif, and the simon is called Lomer Nachem Ba'aneinu B'Tisha B'Av. That's the name of the simon. And what does it say in the Mechaber? So the Mechaber says, B'Tisha B'Av Omer B'Bonei Yerushalayim Nachem Hashem Elokeinu Asav Elitzion Ba'aneinu B'Shomei Atfila V'Im Loy Omer Lozeh V'Lozeh Emach Zironosa. Right? So the Mechaber says that we say it in Bani Yerushalayim, Nachem, which is Aramaic, of course. Now, what if you forgot to say it in Nachem? Where do you say it then? So the Taz quotes over here the following. Kasef ha-beisai sepeshem avud raham. Tov lo hiskem makam hanog. Sheyoymer oysan behoida'a. Shehu makomo hamayuchad lo min hadin. So the avud raham speaks out that min hadin, the right place to put it, is hoida'a. In other words, he read the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi was kaveh the makom. That means min hadin has a specific place, which is hodah. That's the The Beis Yosef, according to Avraham, is talking of Avraham's Rishon, right? The Kosher Lisa, the Tassel, I don't understand this. Didn't the Beis Yosef quote an Ayushalm, and he quotes the Yushalm of the Beidim, the Kosher Harif for Harash, the Nehigi Amal Aimra, the Bani Rishalayim, the Samqua Hadda Amoshel, and Shrach of Shemat Fila, Rola Haskim Sefer Bracha Main Isa Bracha Lime, Rachel Shed. Hacht Fila the Nachem, Hila Habo. The Bracha Nachem is on the future. Loma Kosher Harodraham, Shemukawa Bahada, the nearest she is to Solfair. The Tzorach Lemer by Avoda. Okay, you can change it. Anyway, so this is very interesting. So just to bring to the table, I wanted to just mention this. That this is very interesting that it's completely open. The Gemara doesn't tell us whether it tells us what belongs in the future and what belongs in the past, where it belongs, but it doesn't tell us what kind of tefillah Nachem is. So it has both elements in it. Did you see it in Did you see it in if we go back, I mean, I read very quickly, but if you go back, let's see what it says. Rachem. So saying that Hashem should give mercy on it, is that future?
And
was
the fact that he said it's
certain
grandfather is only parenthetic, because that's what we end up doing at the end, but he would have said he would do it.
The Rishonim, I'll speak out that the reason we do it is because we're signing up on the general rule that a person can be shal trochav in any bracha, which is meinoy sa bracha, and that's what we did. I'm not sure why it ended up being that way, but it ended up being that way. But the Iker Hadin, the Avraham said it belongs in Hodah, according to Avraham, according to our Gerson. The Taz says it goes with. Ramana didn't tell us where it goes. He just, I don't know. It's something to think about. Very interesting. Okay, next.
Why is it the Lashon over here, Yochid?
It just means that when you're davening, you're private shmoneh esrei. That's all it means.
And the other thing is, it's not by mincha like we have it. It sounds like it's all the tefillahs.
Yes, that's a good point. The me'ena ma'ara would be just like we said by aneidah, which would be by all the tefillahs. The nachem would also be by all the tefillahs. That's another good point. Correct. Again,
and also. This is a tefillah that Anshei Knesset Gloy was not misakin. It was just yechidim or what?
I don't know where Anshei Knesset Gloy will come in, where it starts, where it ends. I'm not sure. I don't know. Whenever the Yerushalmi is quoting these different nuschos, I don't know where they're coming from. Whether this is an actual Anshei Knesset Gloy nusach or something else. Not sure. What they do say is that in a time, if you held like the Rosh, and you started saying it at Meirav and Shacharis, that you would start off not with Nachem, but you would start with Rachem. You would say Rachem, and you would say Nachem and Mincha, because that's already a time of Nechav. Okay, let's go weiter. Umasnisa, we're going on now on 49b. Umasnisa Amra K, the Naisin Haidola Shalabra, but Sarkla also Baba. Again, the Mishnah stated this also, the same idea of what goes from the past, what goes in the future. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei, right? In the Mishnah, it said that you say an abridgment of the 18 brachas. Ezu hi Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. What does it mean, Me'ein? So we have a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar, Sefka Bracha, Bracha, you're going to say 18 brachas, but you're going to have it's going to be like an abridgment of each bracha. He gives some examples, I think, on the bottom, like for instance, Ata Choni Lom Das, Bracha Ta Hashem Kani Na Das. So you're cutting out, you know, half the words, but you would be saying, yes, only the 12 middle. That's correct. As opposed to Havinu, that's correct.
And this is on a fast thing,
or this no. Well, now we're changing it. We're changing direction now. This is a quote of the Mishnah. Now we're out of the fast now. So is this a general? So if you're like in a rush, or if you don't know the nusach that well. It's not shkur b'piv. This is the minimum you'll be required to say each day. So Rav says you say 18. Shmuel says, no, Rosh Chabracha Bracha, you're saying the beginnings, you're not saying the concluding blessing of Baruch Atah. So it'll be like the three in the front, Havinenu type bracha, and then the three at the end. Okay. Remember, the rule is Havinenu, if you said it, then when you get to to your home base, you don't have to pray again. If you say Tefillah Katsara, when you get home, you do have to pray again. That's enough to mean. Okay. Is Tani Tani Sheva Me'in Shmoneh Esrei? There are those who said that it is what is it, seven? What does it say, seven? 1 second. What's Sheva? What's seven blessings? 1 second. What's this? What is this Sheva thing?
That's like what? You have on Birkos main Sheva.
We're not talking about on Friday night.
No, but there's still the Sushtelt.
That what? That the seven blessings? Okay. The seven blessings on Shabbos are Me'ein. I guess I missed this. Yes, Tony Shmona Esrei Me'ein Shmona Esrei. But the Mishnah refers to the 18 blessings that are an abridgment. So Manda Amar Shava Me'ein Shmona Esrei. Oh, actually, one second. Yeah. Because ultimately, right, Pasha. According to Rav, who says that you're going to say every single blessing, so you're going to have a Me'ein of 18 brachas. According to Shmuel, that you're only saying one central middle bracha of Havinenu, you end up with three in the beginning, three in the end, and one in the middle, which makes a total of seven. That's Pasha. Okay? That's the seven. Some say there were seven, and some say there were 18, and that's going to be, again, Mandi Amar Shava Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei, right? That's Shmuel.
No.
Shmuel is not saying it all like Rav. Shmuel is saying the beginnings and no chasimo. No chasimo to any bracha of the middle except Shema and Tefillah.
There's three in the beginning, there's 12 in the middle, and there's three at the end. Right? We're only talking about the 12 in the middle.
Right.
I think Rav says, just say the end of the brachas, and Shmuel says you just say the beginning of the brachas.
But what is the beginning? The beginning means you're not saying a Baruch Atah Hashem Kodin Ados.
Right.
But Rav says you do say Baruch Atah Hashem Kodin Ados.
Yeah.
So according to Shmuel, there will be just one big bracha in the middle, which will be like a Havinenu type bracha, with an ending of Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Atfilah.
Right.
So we have a total of seven, according to Shmuel.
But that middle bracha has got every one of the...
Yes. Yeah, but that's a Me'ein. Right. So the Bryces are going to come out. The one who says seven will be like Shmuel. One who says 18 will be like Rav. Okay, next. Rav says, Erev Shalach L'Rav Nachum Galei Rav Yani Rav Shmuel. So he sent word, Amalei, he sent him, Ezuhi Shava Me'in Shmoneh Esrei, the Shmuel. What is the text? Amalei, it's like this, Havinenu, and he gave him the text, which say, Shuvah Seinu, Slachon Bo'aleinu, Refah Cholyenu, Barak Shino Seinu. So he's in the middle of telling you over the Nusach of this Havinenu type bracha. The Gemara stops for a second because it says, because obviously when you get to Barak Shinaseinu, you've got to change in the winter, like now we're saying the same Talmud of Bracha. So the Yerushalmi is going to stop here and just tell us that Omer of Chagi, this is like an insertion in the middle, if it's time of rain, Omerim Begishmei Bracha, so you say the same Talmud of Bracha. If it's time of Tal, in which case it's the summer, so you're going to say the same bracha, Tali bracha. You're not going to mention same Tal. Now, this statement of the Yerushalmi, this is not like the Bavli. Like the Bavli, the Beferish says, you can't say Havinenu in the winter because you can't say the same Tal Matal bracha in Havinenu. Now, you can't do that. I and Shom in the Bavli, why you can't? But that, this is a clear machlokas, Bavli Yerushalmi. Okay, Kimu Fuzarmat. Now we're going to continue with the Nusach of the Havinenu. Kimu Fuzarmat Amakabes, so Im Alechalishpot, Ahor Shem Tashis Yarfa. Obviously, what we're going to be looking out for here in the Yerushalmi is because we've been saying very often that in Yerushalmi's Nusach, they did not say Es Samach David. So we're going to be looking out here to see Did they leave out as temach David when they're quoting this nusach or not? What's going to happen here? Let's see. Yismuchu v'chol choisevar, b'vinyan ircha, b'chidosh beis mikdashcha. Look at this. B'temach David avdecha. Right? So he has temach David avdecha. The thing is, it's no real riot because even if they didn't say as temach as a separate bracha, they included as temach together with the Yerushalayim ircha. But the thing that makes me a little doubtful about this is because Lamaisa, we're trying to make this as short as possible, and yet we're mentioning it. Okay. Kitam nikra atasana, call more by the Shma, Barakatasham, Kishama called Takalunai, or Borhatan Shumayatfila, whatever it is, not Garis, this Barakasham Kishama. Vimer Shal Sparkas, we shun Shal Shaparis, and that's it. So that's the basic nosach that they gave. Okay. If there's a special reason, for instance, Makam Sakana, right? Actually, Makam Sakana, it's not because Rashi and Tyson have a little more with it. Okay, let's go on.
Any insight why there's such a distinction in the Lashon of the Shemoneh Esrei itself, the actual text between Yerushalmi and Bavli, Shemoneh Esrei?
Well, we're seeing this text that we're seeing is a condensed theme text. So I don't think this is the actual text of the Shemoneh Esrei necessarily. You're telling me you think that when it says Kimifuzar Matom of Kabes, that's what they said when they said the bracha of the Kama Shofar? I don't think so. What? Okay.
Or
Stewie, hold on. We're gonna have to go on because your voice is being corrupted by the bandwidth over here. So we need to go on. I'm sorry. Halacha Dalet. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ha'esa Tfilasei Keva, Ein Tfilasei Takanunim. If a person makes his tefillah in a way in which is keva, which we're going to see in a second, what that means exactly, tefillahs, then it's not really genuine. So what does that mean? It's not really genuine. Takanun, it says over here, he adds it into the translation. It's not a genuine supplication. I want to just read you. There's a bir halacha here. Which one is it? Is it this one? No. Is it this one? Hold on a second. 98, yeah? Okay, thanks. Don't worry about it. So it says in the Machaber, Simon Sanat Kes. Thank you very much. 98. Sif Gimel, Yispalo Derek Tachanunim. You should pray Derek Tachanunim. What's that? Kurosh, like a poor person. Hamavakesh Pesach. He's asking at the doorway for a handout. Ubanachas, Vishalotirol of Kamasa Ubakashli Patim. And it shouldn't be a burden, and that you want to just get rid of this burden of having to dump. And the bir halacha, I just want to read. This is Kedai to hear this bir halacha, just to hear how the Chaim felt about this. Mama oyd sarach adam li zohir bezeh ki yesh kama peiskim hamatzrichim lachzor ula his palel machmaseh. This is just not a nice thing to do. If you should be very careful. Halohema, these are the peiskim that require you to go back and daven again. Bach elio rabo. Different marmokemis, of course. And then he writes, read the end of it. Bechain ha'prima gunim kosov yesh lochosh lochshash brach lavatolo ve'im lahakmer di'evet. That but the evet, he says, it might be a brach lavatolo to go back, so therefore don't be machmer so much. Al kalponim l'chachilo very, very, very important to be careful about this. Yeah. Okay, so we'll just leave it at that. So that's in Sanachest, the Bir Halacha. He mentions it footnotes, and I looked it up, and I thought it was kedai to see it. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua Amar Habachach Mokas HaKana, this follow Tefillah Kutzara. He says a short prayer. The short prayer is it's not Havinenu. This is a Tosis, I think so. Yeah, if you look, Rabbi Yonah points out the short prayer of our Mishnah is not an abridgment of the 18. Yeah, okay, it's not Havinenu. It's a different bracha. Okay, Va'omer Hoshias. Oh, it says right here in the Mishnah that Hoshias Hoshia Hashem is Alchas She'eris Yisrael, save Klal Yisrael. The whole parsha is Ha'ibur, which might mean, even if they're being over Averis, that might be a way to translate Kol Parshas Ibor. Yutzorchem Lefanecho. They should. V'rachatam Shemeyat Tfilah L'tachanun. Okay. Now, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer. Ha'isa Tfilah Asay Kavayin Tfilah Asay Tachanunim. Rabbi Avu B'Shem Rabbi Eliezer. V'vachalei Kikar Yigaris. He explains, what does it mean to be, Keva. Keva means it's like you're reading a letter. You basically, it's emotionless. You have no feeling for it, okay? Dry and emotional matter is what he translates, right? You have to say something new each day to, otherwise you're just doing it by route. Now, we don't pass it that way. Achisofer Hoyim is Paul Shol Shetilos Kadosh Tzvayim. Achisofer, who's the famous Rebbe of David HaMelech, he used to was machanish three new tefillos every day. Amar of Zeira calls man Davino Avikain. Whenever I try to innovate, to try and do like what Achitofa did, Havina Toy, I would make a mistake. In other words, it wouldn't come out right, or whatever mistake means over here, whether he would get lost in the nusaf or whatever mistake means over here. Maybe it means, like we said before, that Chana, when you try to innovate your own tefillah, sometimes you won't say the right words, whatever it means. So he clearly, this is not the right understanding of the Mishnah. Unless the Pshat is, all this means is it doesn't require innovation. It requires that the way we read the text should be in a way in which it's not route. Rabbi Lazar himself, he daven every day in prayer. The difference between these two languages is that Rabbi Avu was mechadesh something in at least one of the 18 brachas, whereas Rabbi Elazar was being mespal tefillah chadashim, means he had something new for each brach. Okay, Rabbi Yossi Saidonya, Shein Rabbi Yechonon. If they tefillasi who I'm er, Hashem so saititok fi agit hilasecha, so as we know, you say Hashem Tzvasai before and Yilu Ratzon at the end. I mean, I say Yilu Ratzon before Lakanet Tzara. I know what you guys do, but even when I'm Shliach Tzibur, before I say the Kaddish afterwards, not everybody says Yilu Ratzon. I think that the Graz Vinig was to say it. I'm not sure, but you don't say it out loud. You say it quietly. He used to say both. Now, there's different ways to learn this both. Either it means he said Hashem Sosai Tiftach V'yagit Hilasecha and Yilu Ratzon both before he began, or it could be he said Yilu Ratzon both before and after the tefillah. It's not exactly clear. Okay. Yeah.
I had heard it's extremely important to say the Yehi Ratzon in Rafi after Shimon Esrei, but I don't remember the reason why, but I remembered learning that people don't say it, or certainly the Shliach Tzibur must say it before he starts the Kaddish. So I just don't know remember the reason, but I wanted to just say that. I heard it's very important.
Okay. So noted. Now we're getting to this is a little bit of a complicated sugya. We're going to have to start it anyway because it's the end of this page. If you were davening and you remember that you davened already, so in the middle of the Shmona Esrei, this could happen very easily, especially on Friday. We went 3 o'clock to the Avos house this past Friday, and we davened Mincha there at 3. Easily have gotten into my Shabbos suit and ran to Shul and davened Mincha again had I not, tied a little, you know, a little red bindle around my finger to remind myself, right? So in the middle of davening Nuchan Shul, you remember, oh, I didn't daven Nuchan already. What do I do? So Rav Amar Chotek. Rav says, you stop right there on the spot, stop and leave. And Shmuel Amar Enochotek. No, you don't cut it off. You continue to the end of the tefillah. We actually passed the end of the tefillah. Shmuel says you go to the end of the whole tefillah. End of the whole Shmuel Esrei, yeah. Because Shmuel holds that you can change, you can convert a tefillah's chova into a tefillah's nedava, even if you started at Bataras chova. Rav holds you cannot. We pass them like Rav in this regard. Okay. And okay, we're going to have to go over this again tomorrow, so let's stop here. Okay, good night. Thank you, Rabbi Isai.